The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're going to bring the show to a close here with a few guests coming up still, but right now I just want to remind you, we are out at D&W on the corner of Knapp and the Beltline at Knapp's Crossing. We are in the Fresh Market, and there's a lot going on here. It's Pumpkin Mania Days. Get out here with your family. Pumpkins are $1.88 if you got one of these Yes cards. If you don't have one, you can get one at the service desk up there. They've got all kinds of specials going on for things you can throw on the grill. Beer and wine, six bottles of wine, 15% off. 15% off all six packs of beer. Just one six-pack, 15% off. You got to get out here. Pumpkin Mania, $1.88 a piece. You're not going to get your pumpkins anywhere cheaper. And here's the cool part. They've got a tent down on the other end of the store here that you can carve your pumpkin right here, leave the guts and the seeds, and take home a carved pumpkin. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And on the live line right now, we've got our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell, from Topeka, Kansas. Morning, Robbie.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, dude.
What's going on up here in the Northland?
I am heading down to Alan Bob's. I'm going to get some new broadheads. I'm so ready to head in the woods with you and Max Folda. We're going to have so much fun in Topeka hunting those giant Kansas trophy whitetail.
You're going to like what I have to say. I took my friend that had a stroke over to the timber and hunted last night, and when I went to pick him up at dark, there was the hugest buck I've ever seen around here. He is a monster. So
you're just baiting me. You're just baiting me.
He's a monster.
It's working.
I mean, he's huge. He's huge.
I hope I get to see him. So you've got a really cool recipe that we want to go through for pepper honey plank salmon.
Yeah. I'm going to go through that real quick. But what you guys don't realize is, I mean, Kansas is beautiful, but we don't have any salmon. We don't have any fresh water. When you go to our rivers, they're like muddy. I mean, that's the worst part about Kansas. I'd love to live up there with you guys. But occasionally, when we cook salmon down here, we make it a special deal because we have to go buy it. It's got to be flown in. But this pepper honey cedar plank salmon is probably one of the best recipes I've ever done. The key to it is you get a couple cedar planks. You got to soak them for a couple hours. And you cook this. I would call it a sauce down till it's a nice syrupy consistency. After your salmon gets cooked, you know how it gets cooked, and you get that kind of a flaky, I don't know, it only takes about 10 minutes. You overcook the salmon, you start losing value.
Right.
It starts getting flaky. The key to this recipe is you don't just glob that, you know, that I would call it a marinade. I wouldn't call it a marinade. What? Green sauce. You don't glob it on. You just put a little bit on, and then you finish cooking it for a couple more minutes, and then you serve it and let your guests or whoever's going to eat it, you know, put it on as they want. But it's a great recipe, and I've tried.
All right. I think you sent that to me, and we're going to put that up on the website. I'll have it on by 1 o'clock this afternoon. Rob, we're in a short break here. Show's about done. We're going to bring her to a close, but thanks so much for calling in. We always love talking to you, man.
Try to get that recipe going. That's a great recipe, and I'll keep feeding this big buck for you back here.
All right. Thanks, Rob. That was Rob Russell, our favorite cowboy from Topeka, Kansas, and we're going to head right into Man Law. Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. If you want some good pasties, if you don't want to bother smoking a butt, go out to Vicky's. So today's Man Law, a real man puts his family before his job, hobbies, or buddies. I like that one.
You know what? I do too, because that's just the right thing to do. I mean, the best thing a man can do is provide for his family. He can get out, he can grill, he can throw some things down, feed them, but that is a top priority as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and you probably better put God in there first. So speaking of God, we've got Calling All Gods by Denny Middleton. This is a song for the Fallen Warrior Project Memorial at the Grand Valley Armory. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys this Saturday. We'll see you next week, and we're going to take off.
And it was time to go. There were no tears of joy as he kissed his little boy. His wife could barely let him go. In a cold Michigan rain, he marched out to the plane. He never said goodbye. What's all the crying for? Please tell me the final score. Could you ask your God to sit down and talk this through with mine? What's all the dying for? Did anyone ever win any war? So I'm asking the world to join me. Calling all gods. Tillman left the game. His country had his name. And still, he's Arizona's pride. The line was in the sand, and he knew the battle plan. And now we know the other side. The Cardinal had to fly. Did a Ranger have to die? He never said goodbye. What's all the crying for? Please give me the final score. Could you ask your God to sit down and talk this through with mine? What's all
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.